Welcome to the Open Challenge Forum. This is the halfway point in the Coach Training Accelerator program, and we want to talk about a couple of things. Most importantly, what's holding you back, if anything at this point, and what can push you forward. First off, we want to acknowledge you for making it this far. Most people don't actually finish what they start.
The rewards of finishing this, the rewards of actually building your coaching business so that it's financially successful and a meaningful business for you, are sweeter than so many other things. It's worth doing.
So what holds most coaches back, Rhonda, in your experience?
You know, it's funny. It's kind of a dichotomy of fear of success and fear of failure at the same time, which I've come to think of sort of as being the same thing.
And how do you get over that?
It's a good question. You know, it's something that you have to have some dogged determination about. I think it's waking up each morning and knowing that you are going to be successful as a coach and reaffirming that commitment and belief, and then setting intentions for what are the actions you're going to take that will ensure that.
I imagine it's pretty tough for people coming out of the workplace where they're working for a company or they have bosses and coworkers, going into business for themselves and really not having a sounding board and just being alone. Do you think that's a big factor in where coaches are at this point and in the halfway point in the accelerator, for example?
Absolutely. It's one of the reasons why you might want to get into the certified coach program if you're not already, because you need support systems. You need people with you who are going to reflect what you're doing and give you some new ideas, and also so that you can commiserate a little bit with...
Yeah, misery loves company.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it can be isolating as a coach, and I think the solution to that is to not be isolated, to find other ways to have collegial relationships and to have mentor coaches to help you along.
And other coaches that are at the same place that you are. That's one of the great things about the Certified Coach Program, because you not only get to coach and get feedback from your mentor coach and facilitator in the course, but you get that feedback from your co-coaches.
Absolutely. It's really a critical thing to have relationships with colleagues, people who are on the same page as you are, who can understand what you're going through.
So, Rhonda, what else holds coaches back at this point?
I've noticed that a lot of new coaches tend to look outside themselves for all the answers for how to run their business, how to set their fees, if they're pulling together topics for getting in front of their ideal client, their target market. Oftentimes they'll go into research frenzy, start getting all sorts of newsletters and, you know, signing up for subscriptions to this and that and reading every book they can get their hands on. And generally that makes them more stuck. It keeps them in a place where they're doubting that they have anything to offer. So looking outside yourself, comparing yourself to others, doesn't really give you any kind of strength from which to be unique and authentic.
And oftentimes it's just what we encourage our clients to do, and that is taking action. A lot of times we'll do this research and we'll do all this preparation, and then it gets to the point where you really should just go out and do it.
Absolutely.
And you just have to push yourself at that point.
Just do it. Mikey really had something. And I think, too, you know, before you get to the do it place, consider that you have something really valuable within yourself. Take some time to extract from yourself and synthesize what you know, what you think, what you feel, and don't discount it. It's really important information. Your clients are going to enjoy what you have to offer much more than if you repackage what someone else has to offer.
So what kind of encouragement or what kind of tips can we provide our students at this point to help push them forward?
One thing is, if you're encountering resistance about something, instead of running away from that thing, go to that thing. So, for example, if some of your resistance is, oh, I really don't want to ask someone to hire me. I'm giving sample sessions, but not really getting to that place where I'm closing the sale. Do it. The sooner you do it, the sooner you cross that threshold, the sooner you'll be on to the next thing and building your comfort zone out wider and wider instead of smaller and smaller. If you're getting ready to do a talk and you're just afraid to make that first contact with somebody who can set up a presentation for you in their organization, get past it. Make the call. Get out there. Do your first gig. Do your first workshop. Cross those thresholds. The faster you cross all those firsts, the easier it's going to be for you the second time around and the third time around.
And the butterflies that you have in your stomach will always be there. to some degree or another. And when you start out in the beginning, they're just fluttering all around and you're just really nervous, whether you're just getting ready to begin a coaching session or you're standing off stage ready to enter to do your talk to an audience. Boy, those butterflies are just, oh, it's just the most nerve-wracking thing. And what I found, Rhonda, is that they don't go away. But the trick is to get them to fly in formation.
All right. I like that. Yeah, another thing, too, is just to change the way you feel about those butterflies. You know, maybe think of them as, you know, friends. Oh, there's my friends, the butterflies in the stomach again. You know,
yeah, if you're not a little bit nervous, then you've lost your edge, I think.
Yeah, and they tell you that you're alive.